Welcome to the Glacier Review. What's new, Glacier View? Life in our town. Whatever is new or news in Glacier View. Plus, a little bit more. Glacier View is located between mile 89 and 119 on the Glen Highway. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC Big Glacier Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial. We are rebroadcast from KVRF Radio Free Palmer, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis. And in New Year's on Pluto was 10,257 Earth days ago, making our star date 10,257. All right, so much for Pluto. Glacier View Community Council Notebook. Not a lot of news, mainly because it's been several weeks since we've had a council meeting. But we do have a council meeting coming up in October. That's October 19th, 7 p.m., Glacier View School. All are welcome. So 7 p.m., October 19th, Glacier View School is the Glacier View Community Council meeting. So as you know, we've been doing a music retrospective during the last few programs, highlighting songs and albums from the book Best-Selling Albums of All Time that I bought at Barnes & Noble in Anchorage a couple years ago. It highlights the top-selling albums of all times during by decade. And last week's program was the 1970s. Now we're into the 1980s, and there's a great album I have to tell you about a little bit. It's called Top Gun. They sold 10,300,000 albums. Now remember, this is vinyl. This is the round discs that go on a platter. And then the arm comes over and drops down, and then it plays through an amp. So this is vinyl. This is not your digital download where we have billions of downloads anymore. This is 7,300,000 vinyl albums sold. It was released in May of 1986, and actually, even in the 80s, turntables were just really, they were popular by then, certainly. But, you know, a good stereo was a work of art. Finding a good amplifier, a good turntable, keeping your records clean. There were little brushes with almost microfiber kind of brushing for keeping your vinyl clean, because you didn't want dirt in those grooves, which would hurt the record and hurt that diamond needle that bounced up and down. When that needle bounced up and down, it made different sounds, and that was recorded and amplified, hence you needed an amplifier. Then you needed good speakers, and speakers had new things called tweeters and woofers. Well, that's a day gone by, isn't it, now when we have music streaming out of our watches or cell phones or tablets or whatever, our car stereo, getting satellite radio. So 10,300,000 was certainly a very high number of albums for that era. Remember, they didn't really start to take off until the mid-50s, even the late 50s and early 60s. That's when records really started selling. One of the best-selling soundtracks of all time, Top Gun, remains a quintessential collection of 1980s pop. The film, meanwhile, made a star of young Tom Cruise while boosting the careers of Tim Robbins and Meg Ryan. Two singles dominate the album: Berlin's massive hit Take My Breath Away, which acts as the centerpiece of the film, and Kenny Loggins' Danger Zone, both co-written by Italian electrica specialist Giorgio Moroder, who previously scored Midnight Express. Canada's Lover Boy provided a third single, Heaven in Your Eyes, which reached number 12 on the U.S. chart. The soundtrack went on to number 1 in the U.S., while Take My Breath Away hit number 1 in the U.S. and U.K., where it stayed for 15 weeks to become the 9th best-selling single in British chart history. The track also won an Oscar for Best Song. Further critical acclaim followed at the Grammys, when Harold Faltermeyer and Steve Stevens won the award for Best Pop Instrumental Performance for Top Gun Anthem. So now, since we do albums every week, and since this album has such an eclectic collection of pop music, highly representative of the era, that's what we're focused on this week on the Glacier Review. We're going to get into music in just a moment. Want to remind you that the Glacier Review is on Facebook, the Glacier Review, where you can add your notes, thoughts, ideas, questions. And also, Radio Free Palmer is on Facebook under Radio Free Palmer. It is a community-based radio station. We are member-supported with members like you. You can join Radio Free Palmer, where we build, inform, and celebrate community through local radio. All right. And hey, if you're a budding DJ, maybe you're a budding want to be on the radio and have a topic. Maybe your topic is global warming, or maybe your topic is healthcare in the Matsuburo. Or maybe your topic is music of Brazil. I don't know what your topic is. Maybe Hawaiian music or country western. Talk to Mike over at Radio Free Palmer and see if there's a way that you could actually make your own radio program. I upload my program to Radio Free Palmer over the internet, and it's plugged into the computer and it plays. Also, the program, Radio Free Palmer, and the other programs, you can stream live over radiofreepalmer.org, as well as download the program after they've initially aired right from radiofreepalmer.org website. And while you're there, join, become a member. Members are great, and tell your friends about Radio Free Palmer that you can hear from Lion's Head and Glacier View all the way through Chickalin, Sutton, Palmer, the Butte, Wasilla. Radio Free Palmer, your community radio station.
Oh, black in your eyes, you've been hurting. You know I'll never let you down, oh no. And I'll try anything to keep it working.
That song leaves me breathless. Now we're going to get on to Kenny Loggins with Danger Zone.
Attention, begging you to touch and go.
All right, Danger Zone, Kenny Loggins from Top Gun album. Next up is the anthem. Now, the Top Gun anthem it's got awards for being the new hip electronic additions to the instrumentals. Remember, I don't even know if the Moog synthesizer was out yet, which revolutionized music and sound in general. So here is this awesome anthem from Top Gun. Top Gun anthem with amazing electronic sounds and actually a really great song back in the 80s from the album that debuted in 1986, Top Gun. Next up by Cheap Trick is Mighty Wings, all from the same album.
Ooh,
Okay, that was Mighty Wings, and of course, remember, this was about a pilot in the Air Force. Top Gun was the Top Gun flyer in the Air Force. Okay, that's it for the Top Gun album. That's it for the 1980s. We'll take it to the 1990s on our next program. This is The Glacier Review. You can find us on Facebook, The Glacier Review. Happy to be here from Glacier View, up mile 89 to 119 on the Glen Highway. And this is Radio Free Palmer, home of Big Cabbage Radio and Big Glacier Radio up at the Matanuska Glacier. So Lion's Head, Chicoloon, Sutton, Palmer, the Butte, Lazy Mountain, Wasilla, and even eking in towards Eagle River is Radio Free Palmer. This is Joseph Davis, your host. Glad you could join us today, and have a great week. We'll be back next week.